The Senate will be in order. The prayer today will be offered by Senator Guth from Hancock. Following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance, led by our page, Julia Costa.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate. One of the things that has humbled me the most since I've been in the Senate has been finding all the people that say they pray for me. And I had one of my constituents email me a prayer on the first day of the session, and I would like to recite that prayer as a part of our opening prayer this morning. As you begin the 2021 legislative session, my prayer for you is to have wisdom, courage, strength, discernment in these trying times that are sure to test your mettle, that you will endure in faithfulness to your oath of office to uphold the U.S. and state constitutions, that you will carefully weigh each piece of legislation against those constitutions and the Bill of Rights, that you will have the fortitude to set aside emotional appeals, fear-based whispers, promises, basing your points of view and votes only on researched, information and facts, that you will always treat each other with mutual respect, foregoing name-calling, insinuations, mocking, cursing. Adhere to chamber decorum. The young'uns are watching. I applaud your desire to make Iowa a great place to live and raise a family. Our Heavenly Father, I thank you that there are hundreds of people across this state that pray for us every day. Help us to live up to their expectations, and more importantly, to adhere everything we do and say to the principles that you've set forth in the Word of God. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Are there corrections to the journal? Hearing none, the journal is approved as printed. Are there senators to be excused?
Mr. President, there is a committee from the House.
The chair recognizes the representative from Clay, Representative Jones.
Mr. President, the House is ready to receive
the message will be received. Thank you. Are there any senators seeking the floor for announcements or introductions? Are there any senators seeking the floor for points of personal privilege? The chair recognizes the senator from Johnson, Senator Bolcom.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, would a brief point be in order this morning?
You are in order.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, let me start by congratulating you on your new role as President of the Senate. Congratulations. Welcome back, members. Happy New Year, especially to the new members. It's probably going to be a little more difficult to get to know everybody this session, but I hope to do that. Mr. President, when the legislature suspended session on March 16, 2020, Iowa had just 23 COVID-19 cases. Well, what's changed since then? Over the past 8 months, Iowa's response to the pandemic has been led by Governor Reynolds. She has been a four-star disaster. On a per capita basis, Iowa ranks 14th worst in the nation. Her haphazard approach, including mystery metrics and ignoring recommendations from the White House Corona Task Force, has resulted in a meltdown of Iowa's economy and forced the disruption of education for thousands of Iowa school children. She signed no-bid contracts, misappropriated federal funds, gave contracts to political donors, played a starring role in a promotional video for a private company she awarded a no-bid contract, and made it virtually impossible to track the day-to-day COVID-19 numbers. And her administration continues to lack transparency to answer even basic questions about her handling of all things related to the pandemic. Governor Reynolds spent most of the month of October on the campaign trail for the most corrupt, treasonous president in the history of our country. She made maskless mega vacation led to a massive spike in COVID cases, overrunning our hospitals, and disrespecting our healthcare and public healthcare professionals. Her biggest failure, however, in the face of dozens of recommendations from virtually every medical and public health group in this state, has been to oppose a mask mandate. One of the simplest, most effective, and low-cost ways to actually safely open businesses and our schools and prevent death. Now 4,222 Iowans are dead, and that number continues to grow. My heart goes out to those families and the people that have suffered the most. I'm sorry. Much of this suffering and death was preventable. If the Republican-controlled legislature had not gone on its own vacation and hadn't turned over all authority to this governor who didn't know what she was doing and wouldn't listen to the advice of experts. So here we are, back in session, a session that should have been delayed until we have more Iowans vaccinated, a session now that provides the chance for a super spreader event every single day. Senator Whitfer, you're making the Tyson managers look like they had their act together. Monday's super spreader gathering on the first floor rotunda with hundreds shoulder to shoulder without masks was appalling and reckless.
A point of order has been called. Senator Zahn, please state your point.
A violation of Rule 9, requesting the integrity and intentions of Senator Whitfer.
Senator Zahn, your point is well taken. Please confine your remarks. The questioning of motives of the majority leader or any other member of this chamber should be avoided. You may proceed.
That must assume you think that Tyson really did a bad job. Monday's super spreader gathering.
Point of order's been raised. Senator Bolcom, please come to the well.
I'm not coming to the well. You can tell me what you need to tell me from here. You don't wear a mask. I'm not coming to the well.
I'll wear a mask.
I'm not coming to the well.
Senator Bolcom, please come to the well.
I don't want to come to the well. You can just tell Iowans what you're going to tell me, Senator.
Senator Bolcom, please come to the well. For the information of the body, I'd like to read Rule 9 so all members of this chamber can abide by the rules set forth that we're governed under. Senators shall confine all remarks to the question under debate and shall avoid discussing personalities or implication of improper motives. No questions except by the senator recognized shall be entertained after senator is recognized. Please, Senator Bolcom, confine your remarks. Do not question the motives of any other member of this chamber.
Mr. President, I don't give up my free speech rights when I'm on the floor of the Senate. I just want to point that out, because we're gonna have more points as this session goes on. Tyson did a crappy job managing their plants, and that's what's going on here. Monday, super spreader event gathering on the first floor rotunda with hundreds shoulder to shoulder without masks was reckless and appalling. Are you trying to kill us and the people that come to this Capitol? Seriously. The governor's current proclamation prohibits this type of event. Yet Senator Whitfer and Senator Chapman allowed it to go on. More people are going to die. Just in the last 2 weeks, Iowa's reported 22,000 new coronavirus cases and nearly 500 new deaths. Yet, you act like COVID-19's no big deal. We need masks to be worn in this Capitol where it is impossible to socially distance. Your lame reasoning about not being able to require legislators to wear masks is a joke. It's a joke. I'm mandated to wear this tie and this jacket to be able to stand at this microphone and speak. You all know that masks work. Your lying president politicized masks. It's time for you to snap out of it, show some guts, and protect Iowans. Also, people that work in this building should be required to disclose when they have a positive COVID-19 test. How can we possibly keep everyone safe if we don't have respect enough for one another to inform those around us when we have the virus? We have a long, long road ahead. The virus is as deadly today as it was on March 16, 2020. And a new strain, 70% more contagious, is probably already here. 82 people, 82 Iowans were reported dead yesterday. Iowans are suffering right now in ICUs on ventilators. I do agree with what the governor said last night. Let's be better. Let's be better. For the sake of our families, our neighbors, our friends and business owners, their workers, educators, and our students, and our healthcare workers, and our public health professionals, our governor and you all gotta do better. Thank you, Mr. President.
For what purpose does the senator from Dubuque, Senator Yoakum, seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. President. We do have a presentation this morning of the 14th Annual Herbert Hoover Uncommon Public Service Award that I would like to begin.
You are in order, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. So, as you know, COVID-19 postponed or halted many of our favorite activities in 2020. Among them, the presentation of the Herbert Hoover Uncommon Public Service Award. The recipients were chosen in early March, with plans to make the announcement in the chamber on March 25th. But those plans had to be placed on hold. And I am pleased to say today that we will not put it off any longer. The Hoover Presidential Foundation established this annual award 15 years ago to recognize one member of the Iowa House and one from the Iowa Senate who exemplify Herbert Hoover's humanitarian efforts and commitment with uncommon service to the people of Iowa. Moments ago, Representative Ruth Ann Gaines was announced as a recipient for last year's award in the House. Congratulations, Representative Gaines. As a reminder, you have until March 1st, to place your nomination for the 2021 recipient for this honor. So mark your calendar and get your nominations in. The Hoover Uncommon Public Service Award is based on a speech that Herbert Hoover delivered at Wilmington College in 1948. The speech was entitled Uncommon Men. In it, Hoover said, and I quote, "Let us remember that the great human advances have not been brought about by mediocre men and women. They were brought about by distinctly uncommon men and women with vital sparks of leadership." His message rings true for each of us in this chamber today. He went on to say, quote, "The future of America will be in your hands. Our full hope of recovering in the moral and spiritual world is a wealth of uncommon men and women among our people," end of quote. Being uncommon is a quality of life and of service that we see often in our great state. We find uncommon people in our schools, in our churches, in our courts, in our hospitals, and among many other places. We even find them right here in state government. And that is why we are here today, to recognize an uncommon legislator from the Iowa State Senate. It's greatly satisfying to me, as a member of the Hoover Presidential Foundation, that for 14 consecutive years, we've recognized legislators from the Iowa Senate who have demonstrated uncommon and extraordinary public service to the people of Iowa. I am proud to have been named a previous Hoover Uncommon Public Service Award winner. I would like to call upon another Hoover Uncommon Public Service Award winner, Senator Ken Rosenboom. Mr. President, would you please recognize Senator Rosenboom?
Senator Rosenboom, you are in order.
Thank you, Senator Yoakum, and Mr. President. And before I go on, I'd like to, for the information of the body, note that normally this process would have been done, of course, last March, and it would have been done with representatives of the Hoover Foundation making the actual award. That's not possible this year, so we're doing it a little bit differently, but I want to call attention to the South Gallery, where we have the president and CEO of the Hoover Presidential Foundation, Mr. Jerry Flegel, and Brad Reiners, and I'm not sure you're on the foundation board as well. So they are here to observe this presentation and for some pictures later on. Having said that, I want to say this. I know that President Hoover's here in spirit today. This award for Senator Zahn, a good friend, who was first elected to the Iowa Senate in 2005. Senator Zahn is from Urbandale and is a true entrepreneur. In one of his nomination letters, it stated, "Brad is possibly the finest example of a citizen legislator in Iowa today. It's clear that he is respected by his colleagues and constituents alike." Those that nominated Brad also said this, "Brad's honesty and integrity are what makes him an effective legislator and valued friend. Brad understands the importance of keeping his word. He does not have to work to be a person of high integrity. It comes naturally, which is why he is so well respected by his colleagues on both sides of the aisle. Brad is married to his wife, Dee Dee, and they have 5 children. And of course, Dee Dee's here with him today, his children or not. Let me just conclude with some remarks that Mr. Hoover made on his last visit to West Branch in 1962. And I quote, "I have had every honor to which any man could aspire," he said. "There is no place on the whole earth except here in America where all the sons of man can have this chance in life. Here alone are the open windows through which pour the sunlight of the human spirit. Here alone is human dignity not a dream, but an accomplishment. Perhaps it is not perfect, but it is more full in realization here than any other place in the world." Unquote. Please join me once again in congratulating Senator Brad Zahn, the recipient of the Iowa Senate 2020 Herbert Hoover Uncommon Public Service Award.
Chair recognizes the Senator from Polk, Senator Zahn.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. First, I'd like to say thank you to Jerry and everyone from the Hoover Foundation. This is just an incredible honor. Special thanks to Senator Yoakum and Senator Rosenboom for your kind words. You know, I looked at the list, and we have Senator Hoag that's in the Senate with us now, and Senator Reagan as well has been a recipient of this award. And I looked at the list, and it's an all-star list. And I'm extremely humbled that I get this opportunity, and I really don't deserve it. I could just tell you that I got started in public service many years ago because my city took my parking away from the front of my hardware store. And they didn't ask my opinion. So I decided to run for city council and then mayor and of course, honored to be here with all of you. It's an incredible institution. You know, one thing I think we all recognize is the two things. It's one, it's we are no better than the people we surround ourselves with, and that includes the staff and certainly our fellow lawmakers here in this Capitol. But we couldn't do it without our family. I just say, Zach, Bailey, Drew, Grayson, Devin, they made sacrifices all as well as all of our families do. And I'm thankful for that. Many times we go to the mall or go out, I know my kids don't want to shop with me anymore because people are coming up and interrupting us. So, but as you all know, I couldn't do this without my beautiful, awesome wife, Dee Dee. And she is my rock. She makes me look good. She makes the Judiciary Committee look good. Most importantly, I think she brings a lot of smiles to everyone in this Capitol, including myself, every day. So I'm thankful to you, Dee Dee. You know, getting this award today, I told my sister Angie from St. Louis that I'm getting this award, and I gave her the link to watch him, but she sometimes has interest in what I do. And she mentioned that my dad would be very proud. And for some of you that's been here a long time, my dad used to come down here, sit in the back row, just proud as can be. I think he lived through me because I think he always wanted to be in public service. But he gave me a plaque when I first became a city council member. And some of you that's been to my house know about this plaque. I got it in my living room there. And basically what it said is, okay, son, you're going to be in politics. He had several things he wrote down there, really simple. Don't forget where you came from. Treat people the way you want to be treated. Most importantly, always wear the same hat size. And it's something that I've always thought of, and I know my dad's looking down today. And I'll tell you another he told me when I first got elected. Everyone in this room, you're one of 150 people in the state, or excuse me, one of 50 people in the state of Iowa that gets to take one of these chairs. and what an incredible honor that is. And I've never forgotten that. And I want to thank every one of you, especially Senator Whitfer and some others that nominated me. And I'm humbled. I really don't deserve it, but I want to thank you, and God bless you all.
Congratulations, Senator Zahn. We know your family's proud of you, and we also are very proud of you. The Senate will stand at ease until the fall of the gavel for the information of the body. That should occur here in about 15 minutes before the joint convention.
Democrats will caucus immediately.
Senate will be in order. Chair recognizes the senator from Polk, Senator Whitver.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move that upon dissolution of the joint convention, the Senate be adjourned until 9 a.m. Thursday, January 14th.
You've heard the motion of the senator from Polk, Senator Whitver. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed will say no. The motion prevails. Upon the dissolution of the joint convention, the Senate will be adjourned until 9 a.m. Thursday, January 14th. In accordance with the House Concurrent Resolution 102, duly adopted, the Senate will proceed to the House chamber in columns of two, led by the Senate President and the Secretary of the Senate.